RNIB volunteer Deepa Baines joins me now. Now, your sight loss story began 10 years ago, but it's been a progressive thing. And in the last 3 years, your vision has gone altogether. And it's only recently you've got involved with RNIB, is that right?
Yeah, the last maybe year and a half I've been coming in and doing some work with RNIB. And it's been really enjoyable, actually. You're meeting people in the same situation as you. So that way you kind of feel like you're not yourself and you've got a bit of support and make new friends and that kind of thing.
What sort of stuff have you been doing?
Well, we started off with the Employment Hub. It was with a colleague called Ryan Kyle. And it was just an Employment Hub helping us to maybe find voluntary positions. But it was more of coming in every week and seeing the same people again with the same situation. And we're kind of bouncing off each other, offering support and learning new ways, which I didn't maybe know I could do this, and then obviously learning off somebody else and vice versa kind of thing. So it was good in that way.
For anyone that doesn't know, Deepa, what is an employment hub? Is it gearing people towards one day employment?
That's the main aim, but then obviously if you want to do voluntary work first, which probably is more ideal because you've maybe been out of work for maybe a long time.
Uh-huh.
So just to get back into that kind of workplace again and learn and develop the skills again and that kind of thing, so...
Now, you're 35 years old at the moment.
Yep, just turned 35 on Tuesday.
Oh, well done. Happy birthday on Tuesday.
Thank you.
And what did you work as previously before your sight conditions?
Well, long term, it was in a restaurant as a head waiter. And again, that was the same kind of thing, meeting new people again. It was just managing things, making sure everything was correct and kind of advanced to maybe kind of running the place.
What kind of restaurant?
It was an Indian cuisine.
Okay.
Like I said, I got to know all the people again, the regular folk, everything like that, and I really enjoyed it.
Glaswegians love their curry.
Well, that's it, aye. And obviously then when I started kind of knowing something was wrong, it's not kind of the safest place to work, do you know what I mean?
So if you can take us back to 2008, you're fully sighted at the time, but you did have diabetes too.
Yeah, I was diagnosed with diabetes type 2, maybe 10 years before that, so that had no issue with my eyesight going. I was diagnosed in 2008 with a pituitary gland tumour, and obviously when they'd done the biopsies, thankfully it was benign.
Okay.
And then kind of just left it at that, and we'll keep an eye on it. And the following year, 2009, it grew again, so I went in for another op, and kind of led maybe a few nerves to be touched, and that led me to losing my peripheral vision.
So was this a case of when you came round?
Yeah, when I basically got up, I could hear my mum and sister talking at the time, and they were on the left side of the bed, and my mum kind of just put it down to maybe being a bit groggy.
Uh-huh.
And suddenly when the surgeon came in, I kind of pointed out why I can't see it in my left eye, and then that's when he pointed out maybe the nerve was touched, so that led me to losing peripheral vision in both eyes.
So what was that like at that time?
It was scary, but looking back, I still had my centre vision, so I was capable of doing most of the things myself.
Uh-huh.
It was just that the odd case, maybe if you're standing somewhere and you're bumping into somebody, because obviously you can't see through your left or your right visual field.
Yeah.
That was becoming a bit of a problem. And obviously I was given the symbol cane at the time.
Yeah, so you were registered visually impaired at this point?
Well, peripheral vision is what they said. I lost my peripheral vision.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, working the restaurant, it was becoming a bit difficult because you couldn't see things to your side.
Aye.
And the symbol cane was given, and if I'm completely honest, I was a young boy back then, and I was a bit embarrassed taking it out.
Yeah, you want to fit in with your mates,
well,
and you don't want to be seen as different.
Exactly. But now, I don't leave the house without it. There's been a few occasions when I have lost my bearings, and if it wasn't for the cane, I'm sure, like I would have maybe judged somebody, maybe he's drunk or maybe he's on drugs or something, do you know what I mean?
People's ignorance.
That's it. And with the long cane training, there's been, Glasgow's a friendly city, friendly people. They've helped me out and all that kind of thing, do you know what I mean? Looking back at what's happened to me, I don't really judge people now.
Sure.
Because anything could be wrong with them, do you know what I mean? We just, oh, that guy's too heavy, or why is it this and that, do you know what I mean? But yeah, it could be an underlying problem that we don't obviously know about.
Yeah, it gives you a better understanding of what other people might be going through. So you were mid-20s at this point. You've just been telling me you were working in the Indian restaurant. You enjoy that hub of being around people. And What were the next few years like with your periphery vision? Did things get affected? Did you have to stop doing anything that you like?
Well, with the peripheral vision, it was one eye generally, the left eye to start with, and then my right eye went as well. And it was coming a bit harder to do things, but again, it's just that, maybe that pride, or I'll just kind of go ahead with it and keep things going as they were. And I get married in 2013, and the following year, my centre of vision was starting to deteriorate.
So you met your wife after you were visually impaired, Deepa?
Yes, I did.
You know she's with you for the right reasons.
Yeah, that was one of the main things. Again, if I'd probably met somebody after it, again, I'd probably be thinking in my head,
will she stay with me?
Yeah, that kind of thing. But she's been there. She said she'd always be there. And she's my support with the rest of my family.
Fantastic. So it sounds as if things are moving in the right direction. You're obviously busy with RNIB. What else are you doing with your time?
I was doing a bit of voluntary work with Volunteer Glasgow in Bothwell Street.
Okay.
I'd actually went in to ask for some voluntary, to help to find some voluntary work.
Yeah.
And surprisingly, they'd actually offered me to cover the reception area, which I was pleasantly surprised about it. Yeah. And to be honest, I absolutely loved it. And then I started doing a wee bit of Punjabi interpreting as a volunteer.
Do you speak fluent Punjabi?
I did, yeah. And I was actually saying to my mum, I'm glad you taught us the basics when we were young, because it's actually came in use.
Brilliant.
I did enjoy that. It's actually satisfying work to see one family from where they start off from and when you finish, the progression they've made.
Is it something you'd maybe like to do more of?
I would, yeah. Right now, I've kind of accepted my centre of vision's gone. It was hard at first, very hard at first, and through my friends and my family, I've got to the place where I believe I can do everything. It will take me maybe more time than anybody else. My aim now is to find employment. So for any future employers listening in, just give us a chance.
We've got someone here that's willing and able, a hard worker. If anyone was listening that's gone through sight loss, that's not quite at the point you're at yet, but is intrigued by what you're saying, what would you be telling them?
Well, just remember, I do know it's hard and you do feel yourself and why has this happened to me kind of thing. But just stay in touch with your friends and your family. And once you've dealt with the situation, get out there, come to RNIB. From there on, you'll be led onto other organisations or companies that are out there for you as well. And trust me, it is hard and some days do get you down, but you've just got to live your life, do you know what I mean? And the family and friends are the main thing. Keep around them and you won't go wrong.
Deepa, it's been a pleasure talking to you. You're really inspirational. Some great advice there for people as well. In the meantime, thanks for talking to us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you, Barry.
And if you were touched by Deepa's story there and would like to get involved with RNIB, please call our helpline on 0303 123 9999. That's 0303 123 9999, or you can email helpline@rnib.org.uk.